Hi, my name's Marco. This podcast, How to Be a Hero in Real Life, is going to be about stories. Let me tell you something about me very briefly. I used to be homeless as a teenager. I left school at 15. I was on the streets and I decided I didn't want to be that way anymore. So I approached every shop in town and asked them to clean their floor for £1 an hour. Most of them said no. Some of them said yes. I managed to do something extraordinary. Watch my podcast to find out how you can overcome any adversity. Hey, this is Marco Robinson on the new podcast, How to Be a Hero in Real Life. And today, we're going to be talking about the infamous Gordon Ramsay. Now, as you know, Gordon Ramsay is known for his fiery temper and the use of profanity wherever he goes on TV and all over the world. But he is irresistible in terms of his charm and charisma, but more importantly, what he's achieved from humble beginnings and incredible adversity. So Gordon Ramsay was born in the Scottish town of Johnston on the 8th of November, 1966. He worked as a pot washer in a local Indian restaurant where his sister was a waitress. He had hoped to become a footballer. That was his real dream. And he was first chosen to play under 14 football at the age of 12. But his early footballing career was marked by injuries after a serious knee injury. He was basically forced to give it up. And at the age of 16, he moved out of the family home and into an apartment in Banbury and really fell into cooking and being a chef completely by accident. In his autobiography, he revealed that his father abused and neglected his family. He described his father as an occasional violent alcoholic and a hard drinking womanizer. Now, Gordon Ramsay has 17 Michelin stars in the Gordon Ramsay group of restaurants. He himself personally has three. He's an incredible human that went through an incredible amount of adversity and, you know, has developed huge amounts of resilience. So when you see him on TV, he's got this confident attitude, this cockiness about him, but people love it. And the reason he's so loved on TV and by the media is because he's so divisive with his language. But that has attracted a huge audience and helped him build a huge empire. Now, one of the things a lot of people don't really know about Gordon is that when you watch him work, he's more kind of, you know, rude and arrogant to the adults on his TV shows. But the children, for example, on MasterChef, he's really kind and very soft because he understood that being a child and being the victim of abuse himself, that was horrible in terms of trauma. And what he wanted to do was move away from that and move away from his father role model that became kind of an anti-role model. And he decided to do the opposite of what his father was. And that's how he turned his empire into what it really is now. That was the fuel that made him become who he is now, Gordon Ramsay.